What's this, Mum?
I don't know. What is it?
Maybe it's a book.
What are you doing now?
Look.
What is it?
It's from the door, I think.
Come on, what story are you having, Hannah?
That one.
That one? That patch one?
What does it say?
It says Patch goes on holiday.
Patch goes on holiday with Fox.
Are you sure you want this one?
Yeah.
Okay then. Patch and Poppy are going on holiday. They pack their suitcase. That's their suitcase, isn't it? There's lots of things inside that suitcase, isn't there?
I guess there's too much.
There is too much. It's a bit messy, isn't it?
Yeah, so nobody can put any toys in.
No. Patch. As soon as they arrive, they go for a splash in the sea. He's swimming, isn't he?
He isn't.
He isn't. What's he doing then? He's just splashing in the sea.
He's splashing.
Patch buys an ice cream and Poppy buys a lolly.
Look, his head came off.
Yeah, Poppy's head's missing, isn't it? Where's his head?
I think somebody ripped it off.
I think so too. Patch takes a photo. Smile, Poppy, says Patch. Taking a picture, isn't he?
Look it.
Mm-hmm. Look. Got sunglasses on, hasn't he?
Yeah, got pretty sunglasses.
Patch writes postcards to their friends and Poppy licks the stamps. He's writing, isn't he?
He's writing letters.
Mm-hmm. Postcards. That's what we'll do when we go on holiday.
Yeah.
We'll buy postcards and send them to people. They build a great big sand castle. Hooray! Shout Patch and Poppy.
Look at Susan.
Pardon?
Look at Susan. Mm-hmm. I guess who's in it?
Don't know. Who is it? Is it a crab?
Yeah.
Yay. Is it all finished? You tired? You tired girl? What's wrong, Hen? Pardon? You've got a sore tummy. Oh dear, that's not good, is it? Did it just start hurting, or has it been hurting all night?
It was hurting all day.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell Mummy. You could have had some medicine if your tummy was hurting. Was it hurting when we went playing? Yeah. When we went to toddlers?
Yeah.
Isn't it hurting there?
No. There.
Yeah, was it hurting at nursery?
No, it was hitting that toddler group.
Was it? Oh, did you not like toddler group?
No.
Should we not go again?
Should we take them all?
I thought you liked toddler group.
But I want to take these off now, Mum.
You want to take the stars off?
Yeah, but I don't want them.
Do you not? No. You don't like these stars?
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know how you take them off. Oh, like that.
Yeah, take them off.
Oh, who stuck the stars on?
I did.
You did.
And Daddy pulled them off.
And now you want to take them off?
Did it?
Hannah, don't pull too hard, darling.
Why?
Because you might pull the paint off the wall.
Paint?
Yeah. You pull the stars off and I'll pull the little stickers off, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think Daddy would be surprised when he sees all your stars gone?
Yeah. Mummy, don't do it yet. Now.
Okay. What are you going to do with your stars now? So did you not like it at toddlers, Hannah?
It was.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
Take it off.
I thought you had fun at toddlers.
But I didn't want to.
I thought you liked you playing on that seesaw with Katie and Thomas, weren't you?
I know.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay. We won't go there again then.
Okay.
No one to go tomorrow?
Take it off, Mum.
Should we go to Toddlers tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah? I thought you said you didn't want to go. Are you a contrary girl? Or are you just gorgeous? Hey? You tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh dear. Poor tired little Hannah. Do you want another story?
Yeah.
Do you want another story? Or do you just want your milk?
There's some up here.
Is there?
Yeah, look. Some up here. There's some story books. Hey, Mum, do you know? Shaggy and Scooby bumped into each other.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They bumped them. They backed to each other.
Were they running away from something?
No.
Were they not? Not running away from ghosts? Were they not scared? What are you doing?
I've been Shaggy and Scooby.
Are you? Or are you just being noisy? Hey?
Let me look.
Yeah, what is it?
A bee.
A bee? Yeah. It's a bee, isn't it? How did that bee get there?
I don't know. It's going to stick it on.
Yeah. I wonder where that bee's come from. Let me have a look. It's a sparkly bee, isn't it? Looks like it comes from Maisie.
Maisie.
I think it's a Maisie bee. Should we lie here and talk, Hannah? Should we have a chat? What should we talk about? And talk about what you did at nursery today. What did you do at nursery today?
I'm going to sleep.
Are you going to sleep, are you?
Yeah.
You didn't have anything in your drawer, did you, today? Did you not do any painting or anything today?
No.
You not make anything today?
No.
Did nobody call your name?
No.
Oh, dear. Who calls out names?
No.
Does Mrs. Cowman shout names out?
Yeah, Jacob and Lyra didn't matter.
Oh, what did they do? What did they make? Do you know?
Let me show you. They made a picture.
They made a picture. Oh. Maybe you'll make something tomorrow. Is it Hannah's turn tomorrow, do you think?
Yeah.
Hannah, you need to stop jumping about. What are you doing? You're going to lie on the bed and talk to Mummy? Hannah, come on.
Isn't it, Mum?
Is it? You're not going to lie on your bed with me then?
No.
No, why not?
I said sit down.
Are you not tired now?
No. Okay. Is Mum picking you up in this?
Is it?
Book. It's a baby book. A baby book.
And it's from one of your toys.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you going to tell me what you did at nursery today then?
No.
No.
I don't want to.
What?
Open.
Is it a bit windy out then?
Shall I have a look, Mum?
You can't see the wind, can you?
Because I'm just going to open the curtain if it's windy. I'm just going to have a look at it if it's strong wind. Yeah, it's strong wind.
Is it very windy?
Yeah.
Do you like the wind?
No, because I don't like very, very strong wind.
No, you don't. You didn't like it the other day when it blew you in school, did you?
What?
You didn't like it the other day when it blew you into school.
No.
Did it blow you into school?
Yeah.
And did you cry?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Mummy, I was there because I cried really, really loud.
You did, didn't you? You cried lots and lots, didn't you?
Yeah. What because it was a thunderstorm. If it's a thunderstorm, if the sky gets darker and darker,
yeah,
it's going to be a really loud thunderstorm.
Is it? Is that when the clouds get really, really dark?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what Mrs. Kalman said?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was really scary.
Did you go outside today?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you go outside with Mrs. Kalman and all the other children?
No.
No. Not today.
No, not today.
Too windy.
Too windy. Get off. I am having a go.
What's she doing?
She's trying to get on what?
Who's that, Hannah?
This.
Mm-hmm.
She's sky wishes.
Sky wishes.
She keeps on falling down.
Does she?
Yeah, what? She keeps on falling down.
Oh dear. It's no good, is it?
Mommy, what? She has a magic foot. What?
Yeah.
She drink all the drink.
Does she drink all the drink? Oh, she must be very thirsty.
Mum, look at all those drinks. They're going down.
Mmm, is she thirsty? Is she very thirsty, Hannah?
Yes, she must be. Reach up to the sky. And we must have to go.
Look what I've just found.
What
I found a star in your bed.
What?
You must have dropped a star, look. Found one of the stars in your bed. And the rest of them. So what's this song? Are you going to sing me a song about the weather?
But I can't sing it here. I'm going to sing it at nursery tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going to sing it for Mummy?
No.
I don't know it. You're not going to sing it for me?
No.
Why?
Because.
Please?
No.
Oh. Okay then.
It's cold. What's the weather like today?
Oh, is it?
Shall I sing it?
Yes, please.
What's the weather like today? That's what it's called.
Mmm. Is that it? What's the weather like today?
Is it stormy?
Is it stormy?
No, you say it's not.
No.
Is it foggy?
No.
Is it sunny?
No.
Is it stormy?
No.
Is it strong wind?
Yes, it's windy.
And you say the word and I'll say no.
Okay then. Is it sunny?
No.
Is it hot?
No.
Is it snowy?
No.
Is there hailstorms? Hailstones?
But I saw some.
Did you see some? But no, right. Is it windy?
Yeah.
Is it cloudy?
No.
Is it stormy?
No.
Is it sunny?
No. Are you saying I'm allowed to say something? Is it stormy?
No.
Is it snowy?
No.
And Mummy, you say, is it cold?
Yes.
Is it freezing?
Yes.
Is it windy?
Yes.
Is it sandy?
Sandy?
Yeah.
No.
know.
Is it windy?
Yes.
Is it foggy?
No.
Mummy, do you know foggy? You can't see yourself.
That's right. When it's foggy, you can't see anything, can you? No. There's a fox in the way.
Yeah. Hey, Mummy, if you can't see anything, you had to put your lights on in the car.
That's right, you do. Just like at night time. When it's dark, you have to put your lights on at night, don't you, in the car?
Mummy, if the lights are off, you can't see.
No, you can't, can you?
If the lights are on, you can.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you can't see your mum's or dad's, you have to put your light on.
That's right. Would you hold your mummy and daddy's hand?
What?
Or you can hold your mummy and daddy's hand, can't you?
And while Mum and Dad can wake you up if you're scared.
That's right.
If it's thunder. Mummy and Dad have to hold. So Mum and Dad have to lift you up.
If it's windy, you like to be carried, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't like the wind, do you? Did you like going to the playgroup then, Hannah?
What?
Did you like going to play toddler group then?
No.
No? Do you not want to go with Mummy again? Because what, darling? I thought you liked playing with Katie and Thomas.
I don't.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go again.
Okay. Where does Hannah want to go? Where should we go then?
To what the party.
To the party?
Yeah.
You've got a party to go to soon, haven't you?
I know.
Do you want to go to Max's party?
Party.
Do you want to go to Max's party then?
Park.
Hello, do you want to go to Max's party?
Park. Yes.
You do? Is it Sparks Gym, Hannah?
What?
Is it Sparks Gym?
Sparks Max's party.
Yes, it's Sparks Gym. You know where you go and bounce on the trampolines?
Yeah.
That's where it is.
But next to it.
No, there. That's where it is. Where all those trampolines are and everything. That's where it is. That'd be good, won't it?
Who's cool? Which clothes are we giving these to?
I don't know. We've got lots of parties coming up soon because it's everybody's birthday.
Tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. Next few months.
Next?
Yeah, you've got Louise's birthday party and Anna's birthday party.
Anna's?
Yeah, little Anna. Do you remember little Anna?
Yeah. Is she coming?
No, it's her birthday as well. Not Louise's mummy. Do you remember little Anna that used to go to playgroup with you?
Yeah.
Who used to go to playgroup with? It's her birthday. It's Libby's sister.
Libby?
Yeah.
Who's Libby?
Libby is in Adam's class.
Libby?
Yeah. Libby's sister is called Anna and their mummy's called Jo. And we'll be going, it's their birthday party. And who else? James's birthday?
Thomas's
birthday.
Beatrice's.
Beatrice isn't for a long time. Beatrice is in August. We couldn't go to Beatrice's party last year.
Why?
Because we were on holiday. Maybe Nimra's birthday?
Yeah, Nimra's!
And then it'll be Hannah's birthday as well.
My birthday! I'm Hannah.
Yeah, oh, and Eve's birthday.
And Nancy.
Yeah, do you want to go to Eve's birthday party?
Yeah.
Oh, and Elise's birthday as well.
Oh, yeah, Elise. Because Elise is well funny, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah, she's well funny.
Why is she funny?
Because she's silly.
Is she?
Yeah. Because she's always saying funny things.
Is she?
Jamie and Adam.
Oh.
That's what she says.
So we'll probably go down to London to Elise's birthday party.
Oh yeah, Mum, look, these are Nancy socks.
Are they Nancy socks?
Yeah.
Well, we better give them back to her, hadn't we? And you know who else's birthday is as well?
Look.
Tilly's birthday.
Tilly. I know Tilly.
Yeah, but we won't be able to go. I don't think Tilly will be having a party.
Yeah.
Because she's down in London now. So I don't think we'll be seeing Tilly. But we can send her a birthday card, can't we?
Yeah? Of course we can.
Lots of parties to go to.
Yeah, lots of parties. Lots of parties.
Yep.
Out.
But then you and Beatrice will be going to a different school though. When you start school in September. Hannah. No, Hannah. No, it's too noisy, too late for that.
What? What, Mum?
Pardon? Don't play with that now.
What?
Don't, pardon?
Pardon?
Don't play with that now.
But why?
Because it's too noisy.
It isn't.
Do you want to read another book, Hannah? Hannah?
What?
Do you want to read another book?
Where?
On bed. Should we sit on the bed and read another book?
Yeah.
Hannah, no. Should we read another book?
Okay, you lie down. You lie down, Mum.
Okay. You gonna read a book to me?
No. I'm having this one. Which one's this one?
I don't know.
Can you guess?
Is it on the farm?
Yeah, on the farm.
Should we have a look at it then?
Can you read it to me?
I can do.
That!
What?
Look.
Oh, what's that?
It's a medal.
Oh, it's stuck to your leg. There we go.
It was stuck to my leggy.
It was, wasn't it? Right. On the farm.
On the farm.
Right, it says one tractor.
One tractor.
Turn the wheel to find the correct number.
Is that it?
Is that number one?
Yeah.
Yes. It says, can you spell the word cat? Turn the wheel to find the missing letter. So do you know what letter that is?
Circle.
It's a curly K.
Curly K.
Yeah, cat begins with curly K.
So I'll find that.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah!
Oh, you're so clever. Can we read this part? The cat has four kittens. They are hiding from their mother. Can you find them in the picture? Can you find four kittens?
There.
You count them then.
One, two, three, four.
Good girl. Turn the page.
Turn the page.
Right, this one is, how many horses can you count?
Two.
Go on, count them.
One, two.
That's it. Turn the wheel to find the correct number. Is that two?
No.
What number's that?
Four.
It is. Is that two?
Yes.
It says, can you spell the word dog?
Dog.
The dog is playing with a red ball.
Circle and a down.
A straight line down, isn't it? Is that D?
No, up and over and the line.
What letter's that? Do you know?
Her.
Heifer.
Hannah.
Yeah. Is that a D?
Yeah.
Well done.
A circle and a straight line.
That's right. Clever girl.
No, I'll do it.
Okay. How many cows can you count?
1, 2, 3.
That's it. Turn the wheel to find the correct number. Is that 3?
No, 5!
Is that 3?
Yeah!
Oh, you clever girl. Can you spell the word pig? Turn the wheel to find the missing letter.
B.
P.
P, 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 pig.
Are you going to find letter P?
Okay, P.
Is that P?
Yeah!
Yes!
It's got circle and a line.
That's right, it does. It's like an upside down duh, isn't it?
Upside down duh. Oh, here's a duh.
4 sheep. How many sheep can you
count? Mummy, look.
Yeah.
So. Up, down, huh.
That's right. What about this one? How many sheep can you count?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it. Is that 4? Well done.
Huh.
Right, can you spell the word hen?
Hen.
Can you find a huh?
There.
Go on then, turn the circle and find another huh. Is that a huh?
I'm still moving here. Don't say anything. Yeah!
Oh, clever girl. How many frogs can you count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right. And they're jumping up and down, aren't they?
I mean, shell comes again.
Come on then.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right. So can you find the number 5? Cats are looking at them, aren't they? Are they laughing at them? Those mice are laughing, aren't they? Well done, number 5. What are you doing? What are you doing, Hannah?
Finding it. Look!
That's the beginning, isn't it?
I know.
Right, come on. It says, can you spell the word...
Duck!
Duck. The duck and the ducklings are swimming on the pond.
And it was me, so it was Auntie Debbie, Uncle Ken and the leaves.
We did, didn't we? We saw some little ducks, didn't we?
Duck.
And we were counting because they were diving. Look, can you see that one? That one's diving under the water, isn't it?
Yeah, that one didn't.
No, that's what they were doing when we were with Auntie Debbie and Uncle Kevin and Elise, weren't they? They were diving under the water and we were counting them. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh. And that was in the summertime because it was really, really warm and we went on a picnic, didn't we?
Yeah, because we counted. So we'll start at the beginning and we went...
I don't think we jumped on the bed though, did we?
What?
We didn't jump on the bed though, did we? There was no bed at the park, was there? That's not how you count. It's a funny way to count, isn't it?
4, 5, 6, 7. Mummy, how many?
How many what?
Ducks.
Ducks, I don't know. You count them.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, there are 10.
And 11.
Yeah, another one over there, isn't there? And did we go to Anna's house?
1. And counting.
Oh, sorry.
1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's a funny way to count.
Shall I do it again?
No. Are you going to find the duck?
For duck.
Yeah, duck for duck.
Yeah. For duck.
Oh, we've done it. Well done.
I want to read another story.
Do you? Did we go to Anna's house, Hannah? Did we go to Anna and Louise's house?
Yeah.
And what did Anna do?
Can you tell?
No, you tell me. What did she do?
To.
What did she do to you?
Did my hair curl.
Yeah, she cut your hair, didn't she?
And I look so gorgeous.
You do look gorgeous.
Hey, Mum.
Yes.
I will look at these pictures.
Right.
And you read this one.
Oh, right, okay. You're not going to look at it with me?
In a minute.
Okay.
You read this. Okay. Now read this.
Righty-ho. Were you playing with Louise's toys?
Yeah.
What were you playing with?
Everything.
Oh. What was it? Was it a little house?
Mommy, start reading.
Okay. One parrot, two rabbits. How many carrots? How many carrots?
Two.
Two. What's behind here? Oh, two rabbits. How many parrots?
One.
Oh, one, yeah. One parrot. They're butterflies, aren't they? Who's inside?
Dog.
Yeah, it's one dog.
One dog.
Who's in the basket?
Cat.
Two kittens.
Two kittens.
Right. Who's upside down?
Ducks.
How many ducks?
Three.
Three.
One, two, three, four, five.
No, try again.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
That's right. How many frogs?
One, two, three, four.
That's right.
Who's in?
Let's have a look.
Frogs! One, two, three, four.
Four. How many eggs?
Three. Who's in?
Who's in the nest?
Who's in the nest? Baby duck!
Oh, they're coming out of the eggs, aren't they?
As the baby duck.
Yeah, the baby duck's they're hatching out of those eggs.
There.
Just like
duck that we saw with Auntie Debbie.
No, I was gonna say, who else comes out of an egg? Do you remember that penguin came out of an egg, didn't it? Happy Feet.
Yeah, Happy Feet.
What's he called? What's his name? Mumbo.
Mumble.
Was it Mumble? Oh, Mumble, that's right.
Mumble.
Mumble. Hey, we didn't do this one. Who's hiding in the pond?
Fish.
How many fish?
Four.
Four, that's right. Who's hiding in the flower pot?
Four. Four.
That's right. Can you see the number four anywhere?
There.
That's right.
No one. Yes!
Who's hiding in the flower pot? What do you think it's going to be?
Spiders!
Spiders.
Spiders, they're very scary, aren't they?
Are they?
Really, really.
Who's eating the leaf? Are you scared of spiders?
Yeah.
Are you?
Worms!
No, they're caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
And caterpillars. You know what caterpillars change into? Do you remember the caterpillar in Wonder Pets?
It turned into a butterfly! And
that's right, you clever girl.
Who has polka dots?
Has what dots?
Polka dots.
Polka dots, that's right.
Who had those black polka dots?
Don't know.
So it's a ladybird.
A ladybird, that's right.
No, it was a ladybug.
A ladybug. Oh, sorry.
Look, it's got wings on. Who is hiding in there?
Who's hiding in the plant?
Who is hiding in the plant? It's a flower! No. Who is hiding Where are they hiding? They're worms!
They are worms, aren't they?
Who are hiding in here?
The strawberries.
No. They're worms! Mm. More worms.
More worms and some birds as well.
Yes. Who is hiding in here?
In the grass.
Yeah, in the grass. Who is hiding in the grass?
Mice.
Mice.
And what are these here?
Snails.
That's right.
Who is hiding in the cabbage? More snails!
More snails.
We don't like snails. Who is hiding in the flowers? It's butterflies! Yeah. I like butterflies.
Yeah, they're pretty butterflies, aren't they?
Who is hiding in there?
In the hive.
Bees!
Buzzy bees. Who's eating the apple? Ants.
They. Who is hiding in the grass?
Do you know what they are?
No.
They're grasshoppers.
James got a blower one.
Oh, finished.
Let's read this one.
Roly Mo. It's called Growing Up. You're not going to let me read it?
No.
Oh, okay. You read it then.
I'll hold the book and you read it.
How about I hold the book and you read it?
No, you hold the book and you read it.
Growing up.
You read it?
Yeah, you read it.
No!
What's happening?
Yes.
Little Bo hung up her rucksack on its usual peg. She noticed how easy the peg was for her to reach. It must be because I'm getting bigger, she thought. After all, it is nearly time for my birthday. She felt sure Roly Mo would notice how grown up she was now.
Okay. Are you growing up as well, Hannah? Are you a big, tall girl?
Not yet.
How old are you going to be on your next birthday?
Four.
You are, aren't you?
I'm not 4 yet.
No, you're not 4 yet, but you will be on your birthday. Do you want to be 4?
What?
Do you want to be 4? Do you want to be 4 years old?
I'm take your hair out of the way.
Why?
Because I'm tidying it.
You're tidying my hair?
Yeah.
Is it messy?
Yeah, it's really messy.
Is it? Oh dear. That's no good, is it? What?
You did it again. So keep that hair in your ears. Okay?
Okay then.
So keep it in your ears. Don't look at the pages.
Okay.
Look at the wall. Okay?
Okay.
And don't look at the flowers, look at the purple wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to move over a little bit?
No. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
When I've done this. Your hair is...
What's so funny?
You.
Why?
Because your hair is funny.
My hair's funny?
No, the hair was in your eye.
Oh, was it?
Your hair is all tidy.
Is it all tidy now? Can I do your hair now?
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
Can I put plaits in your hair?
What?
Can I put plaits in your hair?
I can.
Do you want me to do it?
I've done it.
That's not plaits in your hair.
What?
Have you seen plaits like Nancy has plaits in her hair?
What's them?
A plait. Shall I show you?
Yeah.
This is a plait when you do this with your hair.
Like this?
No, hold on, I'll show you. I'll do it to my hair and then you can see. You can do it with your pony's hair. And... Oh. There, can you see now?
Yeah.
See that? It's all nice and tidy. neat, and that's like a pattern, isn't it? Can you see that?
I'm a lady hair. Shall I do it? I'll bury still, Mum, okay?
Okay.
I know how to do people's hair.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you do people's hair at nursery?
No.
Does Mrs. Calman do your hair at nursery?
Yeah, because she doesn't know how to do them. Because you stretch people's hairs, don't you? You stretch people's hair.
You don't need to stretch my hair.
What do you need to do?
It's a bit difficult for little girls, isn't it? Oh. Mummies can do it. Shall I do it to your hair?
No!
Why?
No!
Oh, you look so pretty!
No!
You monster.
No!
Okay, then I won't do it.
Hey, Mum, wait, don't go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Where?
I'm just stretching. What are you laughing at? Why? You silly girl.
What do you mean, then?
Should we go to sleep? Hannah, should we go to sleep?
Not yet.
Not yet.
There again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to go out for a minute.
No.
What's the matter?
No, you can't.
Why?
Stay with baby. Come on, mommy. Don't want it.
What do you want?
There's so much to do.
There's so much to do, is there? What do we have to do?
Get something. There's some stories up here.
I know.
Shall we read this one?
Let's read that one.
What is this called?
That was called Nursery Rhyme Fun Time.
Let's read it.
Okay. It says, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, that was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play. Pull it down. To see a lamb at school.
A lamb at school?
You don't take lambs to school, do you?
Yeah.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
The lamb went too.
Eating her curds and whey. Down came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away.
That's not a spider, that's a frog.
Looks a bit like a frog, doesn't it? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Oh.
Oh dear.
But he'll be fixed again.
Yeah, he wants to be fixed, doesn't he? There was a crooked man and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence against a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat to catch a crooked mouse. And they all lived together in a little crooked house.
Crooked house?
Crooked house?
Yeah.
Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master and one for the dame. And one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
I say, Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master, one for the day and one for the little girl who lives down the lane.
Right.
I say girl.
Do you? Hey little diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
No.
The cow jumped over the moon.
How did it do that?
I don't know. The little dog laughed to see such fun. And the dish ran away with a spoon.
And that's being the dad and that's being the mum.
Is it?
Read this one.
Miss Polly had a dolly who was
sick. So she called for the doctor who was quick. The doctor came with its bag and it said, and she knocked on the door with a rat-a-tat-tat. She looked at the doll and she shook her head. And she said, Miss Polly put her straight to bed. And what's the second one?
She wrote on some paper for a pill.
No, stop.
I'll be back
in a minute. Yes, I will.
Very good. How about this one?
What's that?
Have you seen that one?
No. Ba 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 sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, 3 bags. One for the master, one for today, and one for the little girl who is late. You're funny.
But you're gorgeous. Are you gorgeous? Hannah? Are you gorgeous?
Let's just put this beside. And thank Miss... Humpsy Dumpsy passed on the wall. Humpsy Dumpsy had a great fall. And look at this mess. Couldn't put Humpsy Dumpsy back together again. Poor Humpsy Dumpsy. A crooked man and a crooked cat. And they all live in a crooked house.
Should we go and see Cinderella?
No, I don't want to. I want to go to People of the Air.
You want to go to what?
People of the Air.
People over the air?
No, people over the air, like Grandad is.
Oh, right.
With Grandad with Auntie Liz.
Oh, right.
That way of it is.
Nick Hotel?
Yeah, the Nick Hotel.
Should we go and stay there?
Mum, I think we can read this.
We'll read that one. We're doing lots of reading, aren't we?
Because it says, I lost my mum.
Oh, can you read it to me?
Okay, but I'm going to read the beginning.
Yeah, that's what you do. Start at the beginning, don't you?
I lost my mum. What's this one?
Hush little monkey, don't you cry.
Hush little monkey, don't you cry.
I'll help you find her, said Butterfly. Let's have a think. How big is she?
Bigger than me.
Bigger than you? Then I've seen your mum. Come, little monkey.
Come.
No. That's an elephant. My mum isn't a great grey hunk. She hasn't got tusks or a curly trunk. She doesn't have great thick baggy knees. And anyway, her tail coils round trees. She coils round trees, then she's very near. Quick, little monkey, she's over here. No, that's a snake. Mum doesn't look a bit like this. She doesn't slither about and hiss. She doesn't curl around a nest of eggs. Anyway, my mum's got more legs. What are you doing?
Swiddling.
Tracing the snake?
What?
Are you tracing the snake?
No, I'm chasing it.
All right. You're tracing your finger around the snake.
I made it to the finish line.
It's legs we're looking for now, you say. I know where she is then. Come this way.
No. That's a spider. She hasn't got...
Mum isn't black and hairy and fat.
She doesn't have
as many legs as that. She'd rather eat fruit than swallow a fly. And she lives in the treetops, way up high. She lives in the trees, you should have said. Your mummy's hiding above your head. No, 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 that's
a parrot.
Mum's got a nose and not a beak. She doesn't squawk and squabble and shriek. She doesn't have claws or feathery wings. And anyway, my mum leaps and springs. Aha, I've got it, she leaps about. She's just round the corner without a doubt. No, 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 that's a...
frog! And the frog, they learn fish.
Yeah. Butterfly, butterfly, please don't joke. Mum's not green and she doesn't croak. She's not all slimy. Oh dear, what a muddle. She's brown and furry and nice to cuddle. Brown fur? Why didn't you tell me? We'll find her no time. No, 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 that's a bat. Why do you keep on getting it wrong? Mum doesn't sleep the whole day long. I told you, she's got no wings at all. Anyway, she's nearly not so small. Your mum's not little. Now let me think. She's down by the river having a drink. No, no, no! That's the elephant again. Butterfly, butterfly.
Count, count, count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6, yeah. Butterfly, butterfly, can't you see? None of these creatures looks like me. You never told me she looked like you. Of course I didn't. I thought you knew. I didn't. No, I couldn't, you see. None of my babies look like me. So she looks like you. Well, if that's the case, we'll soon discover her hiding place. No, no, no. That's my dad. Come, little monkey. Come, come, come. It's time I took you home to...
Mum!
Mum!
What's that?
That's the daddy monkey.
That's the mum and that's the baby.
Yeah. Aww. They have a nice cuddle, aren't they?
Can I have a cuddle from you?
Oh, of course you can have a cuddle from me.
Mum, just close your eyes. I'll close my eyes.
Aww. It's a lovely cuddle.
I said don't close your eyes. No!
I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah!
What are you laughing at now?
Yes.
Why?
I want me. Get me.
Come on, up you get.
I give me.
Come, come, come.
Do it again.
You're not helping me, are you? There we go. Come, little Hannah. Come, come, come. Time I took you home to Mum. Come on, should I take you home to your mummy?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go see your mum. Hannah. No, it's time for you to go home now.
But I'm already in home.
Are you?
Yeah.
But your mummy wants you. You need to go home now.
We're already in home.
Is this your bedroom?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a very nice bedroom. Haven't you got a nice bedroom? You've got lots of toys in your bedroom, haven't you? And lots of books. And who's on your bed? Oh, you've gone to sleep. Oh, it's time for me to go then if she's sleeping. Are you not asleep?
No. Closing my eyes and I was stretching.
Oh, right. Oops, the daisy.
Shall I read this one?
Good night, baby bear. It was time for bed, but Benji couldn't find baby bear anywhere.
That's me.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Benji always cuddled up to baby bear.
No, me!
Oh, he just couldn't sleep without him. Hannah set off to search for baby bear.
No! I'm searching for baby Becky.
Oh, sorry, baby Becky. Right. You're searching for baby Becky. Hannah raced downstairs and nearly tripped over Puppy in his basket. Shh! Puppy's asleep. Hannah peeked in Puppy's basket, but baby Becky wasn't there. Hannah ran to the kitchen. Perhaps baby Becky was hiding amongst the pots and pans. Hannah stopped clattering and tiptoed out. No sign of baby Becky here. Shh, the flowers are asleep. Hannah peered into her toy box. Maybe baby Becky came down to play with the other toys. Hannah started to empty the toys out of the box. Shh, the ragdolls are asleep. Hannah closed the lid of her toy box quietly. No baby Becky there. Hannah flung open the door and raced into the sitting room. Daddy would know where baby Becky was.
No, that's my dad.
Yes. Shh, Daddy's asleep. Hannah carefully looked under her daddy's newspaper, but baby Becky wasn't there. Sadly, Hannah climbed the stairs. Baby Becky was nowhere to be found. Who will Hannah snuggle up to now?
That's my baby.
Oh, Hannah pulled back the covers and guess who she found?
Mummy, no, that's baby bear. That's baby bear.
Baby Becky was tucked up.
No, not baby Becky.
Baby bear was tucked up under the blankets waiting for Benji all along. Night, night.
Night, night. No more up there.
No more books up there.
But this is going to be the last one. It's going to be the last one. It's going to be the really last one. I'm having that one. This one.
Which one?
That one.
What one?
This one.
Let me have a look.
Is it Fifi one?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
It's got writing. Because... Oh, it is Fifi the flower.
It is Fifi, isn't it?
So you can read it.
I think you should read to me now.
No, I can't read it anymore. You read it.
I can't read because I'm tired.
No, you read it. I can't read it.
All right, then. Well, tell me who this is, then. And who's that?
Twilight.
Oh, Hannah. Let's have a look, see if there's anything you can do. You liked doing those magazines the other day, didn't you?
No, 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 I want to read this part. No!
What, just that page?
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh, Stingo can smell something, can't he?
What is it?
I don't know. Is Slugsy running after him?
No.
I think somebody might be cooking something. I think he can smell chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you think he can smell chocolate? Oh, wow, what's that? Oh, what's Stingo doing there?
He's licking milk.
He's licking milk out of the bowl, isn't he?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's chocolate. Because I think they're making chocolate, aren't they? I think Fifi is making chocolate. He's naughty, isn't he, Stingo?
Look.
Oh, yeah, look, he's carrying the chocolate out. Oh, dear. And it's very heavy, so he's got Slugsy to carry it, hasn't he? And then what happens? What does Slugsy do? Does he fall?
No, because he let it go of that.
The basket?
Yeah.
And the pot.
And the chocolate went all over the Stingo's face.
Oh, did it? Oh, and then what happens?
It was Stingo.
Yeah. It goes all hard and sets, doesn't it? And then they take him to the party.
That's a great costume.
It's a great costume?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a costume. I think he's covered in chocolate.
But it's, you know. Oh. Shall we read this one first? Read that one.
Okay. Violet is pouring out dandelion tea for everyone. And she says, would you like some honey in it? And just as Fifi was about to get some, the jar drops out of Violet's hand and falls over the floor. Then Primrose gets cross, doesn't she? What a mess! And then what happens over here then? So Bumble, what's he doing?
Planting.
He's planting Fifi's flowers. You were doing that on the computer, weren't you?
What?
You were doing that on the computer, weren't you? Were you planting flowers on the computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do this one now.
Bouncing buttercups, Bumble gasped when he reached the compost heap. What a lot of compost.
And this one. Do that one.
Fifi soon found her friend. Oh, Bumble, she giggled, climbing up to him. She pulled on his legs until he came free, sending them both tumbling down the compost heap.
And read this one.
Not read them in order, are we?
But read it.
Fifi jumped back onto Mo and raced home. She parked by her flower bed, then gasped at what she saw. Look at this mess, she said to herself. What could have happened? Then she heard a cry. Help! That sounds like Bumble, she exclaimed. Oh, what's this? Bumble has been having fun and hidden lots of Fifi's belongings in the flower top garden. See if you can help Fifi find her things. Each time you find something, colour in the flower next to the item. Should we see if we can find them?
Yeah.
What are they?
Boots.
Boots. Can you find her boots?
Yeah.
And there's another pair hiding somewhere.
There.
That's right. How about this watering can?
In there.
Yeah. A strawberry?
There.
What about that?
There.
Yeah. And where's the basket?
There.
And where's the kettle?
There.
Yeah, well done. You're very good at finding things, aren't you? There's no number dot to dots, is there? Do you like doing that, joining the dots together with the numbers?
Read this one.
We read this one. This is the chocolate one.
But read this one first. It's me.
Hold on a sec.